There are many issues that plague youth. The church acts as a safe haven. It provides a place where youth can come together to hear the Word of God. Upper Room Media presents to you this Youth Talk, delivered from Sydney, Australia.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I would like to ask a few questions, and I want to hear a few answers. Why did you come tonight? Serious? No, I'm really serious. What's your expectations? Well, what do you expect me to say? What do you want to get out of tonight? Yes. Okay. Until you find the answer, I'm sitting here. No, I'm serious. What do you expect me to say? What you want me to say? Is there anything? Yeah, please. Are you ready for that?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Okay. Brilliant. Do we all share the same view or yes, someone answered the correct answer. Yes, the model answer. We tend to think about what's the model answer, what's the best answer. But for some reason, we are not digging inside ourselves. I want you really, everyone, like for a few seconds, think about what you really want to get out of tonight. What's St. Mary? Do you want me to tell you St. Mary? She's beautiful. She's the best. Okay, and glory be to God forever and ever. I mean, and that's it. If that's all what you want to hear, but if you are here searching, hungry for something to live by, then you are in the right place. And that's not me that will deliver. I will be given, like exactly, you remember that miracle of the 5 loaves of bread and the fish? I will be giving the bread and fish from the Lord, giving it to the people who were sitting in groups. I would like to ask another question, please. What do you want from St. Mary? Better to keep it because I might use it, please. What do you want from St. Mary? Personally, everyone ask yourself, you know, like search within your heart, what do you want from St. Mary? Do you want a fortune? Like that nice movie called Gladiator, when the guy went and saw the statue of the previous emperor, he went and he told him, give me a fortune. And that's all what he wants from the people who went in the afterlife. He wants a fortune in this. Is that what we after? Are we after blessings? What are we after exactly from St. Mary? What do you want from her? If she's here today, what you will ask from her? Can I hear some answers? You know, like, am I asking hard questions? Is it too hard questions? No, serious. One of two things. Either it's a hard question or you're still asleep. So pick one. Oh, of course. I thought you're talking to me, so. Teach us to be like you. Can I be a little bit drillous? Okay. What you want exactly? Okay. Do we all know the introduction to the creed? Yes or no? Either we know or we don't. Do we know? Yes. Right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes? Sure? Can anyone say it? Can the three of you in one voice say it in a nice and loud voice? Yes, please. Okay, let's say it together. I say it again. Now start from truly. Now that's the creed itself. What's before? Okay. Ted. Now say it in a loud voice so everyone can hear.
We honor you, Mother of True Life.
Huh?
We venerate you.
Okay, we honor you. Do you honor her? How? Is that how you honor her? Is that the honor she's after? And we glorify her. How we glorify her? What we do? Yeah, I'm a bit gullible today, you know. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. I want to ask... I'll ask you a question. Imagine we're all standing outside on the street. And please, please imagine that. And don't give me the model answer again. I want what you will do. We're all standing outside on the street chatting. Then all of a sudden, someone seriously, Abuna came and he said, St. Mary is inside the church. St. Mary is inside the church. And the man is, you know, like, he's so serious. What you guys would do? What?
You're running,
buddy. Run where?
In church.
Which church? Yeah, where is the first place you're going to run to? Arabic church. So you think she will be in the Arabic church? Okay. Anyone has any ideas? Huh? She's on the roof. Yeah, you're going to run and look at the roof. Yeah, brilliant, brilliant. Yeah, yeah. What else? But she's coming physically, by the way. Where would she be? Huh? Inside the altar. Brilliant. What else? Under the cross. Wow. Where else?
In the barn room.
Brilliant. I don't know the answer, but I can imagine one thing. If they tell me St. Mary is inside the church, no, I'm not talking about apparition, I'm talking about physically she's there. You know, where would I go? I would go to the toilets. I would find her holding a brush and cleaning our toilets. That's where she would be. And I've got my proofs. St. Mary, since she was born, she was dedicated for God. When she was 2-3 years old, they took her to the temple. She started serving in the temple. She didn't serve in Sunday school. She didn't have a nice, clean boys and girls, lovely, you know, cutie. No, actually, she wasn't do that. She was a servant. A servant. Her job was to clean the blood, to clean the toilets over the day, to clean and wash for the elder priest. She was a servant. Similar, equal to a slave. Because remember, during that time, women, they've been looked at as nothing. And even children, even worse. So no one will care about her. No one will, give her any honor, anything. But she accepted that. She lived by it. She wanted to be there. She didn't mind it. All what she wanted was to be in the temple, next to God. She grew up on the concept of serving others. When she was about 13 or 14 years old, and they say, okay, you're not allowed to be in the temple any longer, now you're growing up to be a woman, so you have to leave. So we're going to find you someone to marry you. Every one of us, every girl would like to see a nice gentleman, a knight on a white horse, and coming to. What did she get? She got an old man, the age of her grandfather, at least the age of her. She was about maybe 14, he was close to 90 something, I would say. What she's going to do with him? She's going to serve him. She didn't say no. She didn't object. She surrendered. She was happy to serve him like her grandfather because she dedicated her life to God. She said, I'm going to stay virgin. I don't want any pleasure. My pleasure is to serve people. Then all of a sudden, Archangel Gabriel came and he made the annunciation. You're going to become pregnant. You're going to have the Son of God. God will incarnate in your womb. The whole world will glorify you. And she sang one of the most beautiful prayers in the whole world. Then, all of a sudden, in the midst of the talk, while the archangel was talking to her, he told her, by the way, Elizabeth is pregnant. Really? Pregnant? Okay, wait. I'm going. Where are you going, Mary? I'm going to serve Elizabeth. Hang on. Wait. Relax. There are a lot of questions you need to answer. You need to come in terms with this. You are a virgin. Don't worry. That's beside the point. Let me go and serve her first. Serve? And I'm sure we all know that the first few weeks of the pregnancy, you have to stay. You don't make any efforts because, you need to stabilize your pregnancy and all the stuff. No, she goes in the mountains. She travels in the mountains. She's not traveling in a coach or she's not riding the train or the aeroplane. No, she's walking. She might be walking at best. She would be riding a donkey. And imagine, riding a donkey, traveling on a donkey. That's not easy. She was a very tough girl. She was a very tough girl. What she wanted, what do you want? Why are you going? Why don't you relax? Stay at home. Now I have to go and serve. So she went to serve Elizabeth for how long? For 3 months. She was serving Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth, received her and realized that, hey, this is the mother of God. Because my baby, I felt him bowing down to your baby. So you are the mother of God. And she prophesied. But guess what? She didn't stop at that. She referred the glory to who? To God. And she said her wonderful prayer. My heart magnifies the Lord. That's how it is. That's who she was. She had a very tough life. She had a very tough life. I can't imagine. Once I like acting and I like writing skits and things like that. So once I had a crazy idea to write a skit. And actually I start writing, but I said, you know, like they will crucify me if I really do it. I imagined that a girl that her name was Mary sitting in the church, and Abuna was talking about St. Mary and the Annunciation. Then she fell asleep and she dreamt as if the archangel came to her in the modern world, in this century. What would her reaction be? As soon as he walked in, you know, like appeared to her, tell him, excuse me, what are you doing here? Go out, just knock on the door first. Then she will ask him, will he tell her that you'll be pregnant and the Holy Spirit will, sanctify you? And explain to me, bring a paper and let's write down what you're going to say and how that will happen. And we keep questioning the angel, questioning God's plan. Saint Mary didn't do anything. She was a girl like anyone of you. She didn't question anything. She didn't think much about it. She surrendered her life to God. Anyone, you know, we keep talking about surrendering our life to God and, you know, how we can surrender. We keep talking philosophy. But the matter of fact, those who knows how to serve others are the only people who can surrender. They can willingly give up their own will and pass it on to God. They can submit to God. They have no problem because they got used to it. They got used to be run around and everyone, go and do this, okay, leave this and go and do that, you know, like no rest, no time, no, where is my me time? Where is my own time? None of all this, what we enjoy nowadays. And everything we enjoy nowadays, guess what? It's a barrier between us and between becoming another version of St. Mary. She suffered a lot. Don't underestimate going to Egypt for 3 years, running around from people that chasing Jesus, they want to kill him. And we know that during the time, traveling was a really tough call. People must suffer a lot to travel. But she did it willingly. Let's go to Egypt. Okay, let's go to Egypt. Let's come back from Egypt. Okay, let's go back to Nazareth. And guess what? She didn't even go to her town. She left Bethlehem and she went to Nazareth. And she stayed in a very poor place, actually. She went to Galilee, and Nazareth was the name of the city. That's a very poor place, by the way. But she accepted that. Finally, life started to get comfortable for her. Then Joseph, the man who was looking after her, passed away. So she didn't object. Then after that, years passed by and Jesus grew up and she got invited to a wedding. Nice. It's about time to have fun, isn't it? She's invited and Jesus to a wedding. You know, it's a wedding and we have to have fun. Let's have fun. Where was Mary in that wedding? Where did she stay? One of the invitees, you know, like in the front row, she was sitting in the kitchen, helping the servants. If she wasn't in the kitchen, she wouldn't know that they ran out of wine. Because no one told her anything. She went straight to Jesus. She thought, they're running out of wine. They have no wine left. She must have been serving in the kitchen. She didn't sit. She didn't enjoy the wedding. Till now, She's looking after us. She's serving us. When one of the disciples, can't remember his name, Matthias, I think, Matthias, he got captured in one of the city when he went to preach after after the Jesus ascended to heaven and sent the Holy Spirit. One of the disciples went to a city and he got captured over there. So St. Mary didn't sit back. She went and she prayed. And because he was held in steel shackles, she prayed. She lifted her hands and all the steel and iron in this city melted down. And that was the beginning of the ministry in this city. So all her life she's been serving others. If you really want to see St. Mary, if you're really keen about building a relationship between you and St. Mary as a son and his own mother, as we've been called to be sons to her, we need to act like her. If you want to become another version of St. Mary, you need to start serving others. You will see the Lord in others. You will see St. Mary and you will be reformed into her shape, into her image. You will understand what it means to serve others and find joy. Once, Jesus was sitting in a place and he was surrounded by a big crowd. Then his mothers and his cousins, which in the Bible they say your brothers, but as a matter of fact, they are his cousins. So Mary and Jesus' cousins, they came to see him. But because Jesus was surrounded by a lot of people, so they couldn't walk, they couldn't get to him. So they sent someone to tell him, your mother and your brothers are outside waiting for you. Then Jesus said, he threw the question, who is my mother and who is my brother? That was a shocking question. Who is he? What's the definition? So he said, those who does the will of God are my brother, my sister, and my mother. So, I'm coming to the conclusion, so don't sleep. If you want to be like St. Mary, if you want to be another mother of God who can bore, who can bear, actually, Christ in your heart and deliver it to others, you have to have the mentality of serving, similar to St. Mary. She lived all her life serving others. You have to start serving others. You have to go and find what is the service that no one is willing to do, and you go and do it. If you have that faith that I will look for the job that no one wants to do and I'll go and do it, rest assured, you will see God and you will see St. Mary next to you. It's experience, by the way. What I'm telling you, it's not just a talk. It is experience. It's something I've seen, I've lived, and I've seen it in many people, actually. One of the funniest story I've heard, and I've heard it actually from a Muslim guy. I was working city about almost 150 kilometers from Cairo called Bani Suif. And we were building a cement plant, and plant actually, not plant. And there was one of my colleagues, he's Muslim, he's an engineer and he's Muslim. And he told me, Imad, I want to tell you something. I said, what? He said, you know, we have our neighbor. She's Christian. And both her and her husband, they are not good looking at all. When she was pregnant, she had the photo of the picture of St. Mary. And she used to look at the picture for a long time. Then she had three daughters, and the three daughters are magnificent, so beautiful. They look exactly like St. Mary. And that's the testimony of a Muslim guy. He doesn't understand. He thought that it's, you know, like what we call it in Egypt, يتوحم. You know, like in Egypt, they believe if you look at something, that something image, you know, get imprinted in you. That's the meaning of the word يتوحم. But what he doesn't realize that it's the relationship between this woman and me, St. Mary. So she, St. Mary willingly gave her her heart desire, gave her so beautiful girls. It's not, St. Mary is so simple. It's like, you know, like in the 8th Theotokia, we name St. Mary a lot of names, you know, like rescue of Noah and, you know, healing of Jeremiah, you know, all those names. But one of them I love the most, called the beautiful dove. She's a beautiful dove. So innocent, so simple. If you want to be like her, start serving. There's no other way. When you put your comfort, when you sacrifice your comfort, when you start doing what people they don't want to do, that's when you start to get the blessings that comes with the commandment. Every commandment God said, it has power in it. It's like the pill, you know, like whatever, you know, steroid pills, you know, it looks small like that, you take it, then all of a sudden, it's like Popeye, you know, like and the spinach, you know, every commandment is like, you know, a can of spinach. It has power, it gives power. To other people, yuck, it doesn't taste nice, you know, I don't like it, you know, why would I, you know, I'd rather go and have a nice steak and. But guess what, when you force yourself to eat like Popeye, you will have these muscles because there is power inside God's word. So when you decide willingly that from now on I will start serving others, that's when you gain the power that comes with the commandment. That's when you get reformed and reshaped and remolded into that image that God wants you to be. That's when you will turn into a vessel of honor. That's how. There's no other way. We can talk about the virtues of St. Mary. Good for her. Good for her. Yeah. What about me? There's only one machine that can make me another copy of St. Mary called serving others. By the way, don't understand the word serving means that I have to go to Sunday school, you know, like I have to... You know, that's not serving. That's not serving. That's not it. Serving others a lot wider. It's a call that you hear inside you. It's when the Holy Spirit whispers in your heart, call David. David, I don't want to call David. You know, he's don't like this guy. Now call him. Call him and you'll be surprised. Obey. Do. Every time there is something, any idea that comes in your mind and you feel it is, it's according to God's will, go and do it and don't hesitate. That's when you will become the sons and daughters of Saint Mary. That's when you feel her around you, when you feel her blessings in your life. That's when you will discover that she is so close to your heart than anyone else. You will feel her love, her compassion, her meekness. You feel that you have someone, you know, to back you up, someone standing behind you, someone to protect you. You wouldn't fear anything. Guys, once upon a time, there was a preacher. He came and he wanted to talk to people, so he got an apple and he had a bite and told them, what's your opinion about this apple that I ate? So no one managed to say anything, you know, like, you ate the apple. You are the one who can describe it. He said, okay, I'll give apple to everyone and let have a bite and tell me what it tastes like. No one knew. No one knew how to describe the taste of apple because it's something to experience, something you know that this is apple, but you can't describe it. Spiritual life and having relationship with the saints, particularly with Saint Mary, is an experience you need to have. It's something you have to try it yourself. You have to pay for it. It doesn't come because you want now, because you're going to do something. Let me tell you, final point. 5,000 men without not counting the women and the children, were fed by 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Because one child believed in Jesus. He had the faith of a child. He believed in him. So he gave it to him. That's when that child got fed and the rest of the people got fed. You need to give your 5 loaves of bread. Even if logically it says that it doesn't make any sense, why don't you give him 4 and 1 fish, you know, and keep 1 for you just in case, you know, just it's not enough here. Logically, you will retain something for yourself. Now, don't. Try it. Try to give it your best shot this time. From today, I want you, while we are fasting for the fast of St. Mary, we are fasting for Jesus, we are not fasting for St. Mary, but, you know, try to do something different that you haven't done. Try to go the extra mile. Someone forced you to walk 1 mile, go the second mile willingly and see where the blessings. Your feet are sore, you're tired. Go the second mile. You don't have anything in your pocket. You have 2 mites. Doesn't make any sense to give it to the Lord. You know, what the 2 mites going to do? You know, like we have millionaires, they're putting money. Give it out. Try. You want to see St. Mary? You want to be her son? Start serving. The non-traditional way. Serving people, serving hearts. I see that a lot here, by the way. I've seen it many times. We tend to kill people while we're socializing with each other. I've seen it many times that people, they come to the meeting and they don't find someone to talk to. Then they decide to leave. Why would I come? I don't belong to this meeting. No one talks to me. I come maybe once, maybe twice, then I leave because no one knows me. No one feels that whether I came or left. We tend to, when, because we socialize and we are friends and we love each other, we create a closed circle. No one can penetrate this circle. We can't add to it. We add only the, you know, the cool people, you know, the nice people that similar to us. How about if you keep your eye out for those who can't find anyone to stand with them? Go and introduce yourself. Say, hey, I'm Imad Rafla. What's your name? I haven't seen you before. Befriend them and try to get them inside the group. That would be a mighty service you can do. While you're gathering with the Lord, you're not scattering. Okay? Any questions? Okay, now you can wake up. I can see that you all had a nice sleep. So may the Lord bless you and enlighten your eyes to where would Mother Mary would be, and you go and you lend your arm to her and start working with her, cleaning with her, gathering with her. That's when you will become the son of the Lord and the son of Mother Mary. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.